pasuk says in this week's parsha that when the brothers wanted to kill Yosef, Reuven stopped them. Vayishma Reuven vayatzilem miyodam vayomer lona kenu nafesh. Reuven told the brothers, "Don't kill Yosef. Throw him into the pit. Hashlichu also elabor azeh asher bamidbar. Let's throw him into the pit instead." Says the pasuk, "Leman hatzel also miyodam lashivu elaviv." The Torah testifies that the reason that Reuven told the Shvatim to throw Yosef into the pit was to save Yosef, so that he'd be able to bring Yosef back to Yaakov. The Medrash Rabbah in Rus comments, "Ilu yoda Reuven, shakolish baruch kosev olav, vayishma Reuven vayatzileu miyodam, v'ksefo hayomolicho etzel oviv." If Reuven had known that the Torah would testify that he wanted Yosef to be thrown into the pit so he could save him, that he would have brought Yosef on his shoulders back to Yaakov Avinu. What does this mean? If Reuven had known that his act would be publicized for all future generations, so that he would have done it with greater excitement, then he would have completed the job? We're supposed to do mitzvahs for the cameras? If someone is going to take a video and put it on YouTube, so then we do mitzvahs with greater kavana, with greater hidurin? What do Chazal mean to say? The Al-Sheikh explains that Reuven was afraid that if he had told the brothers in a straightforward manner to leave Yosef alone, then people might think that Reuven wanted to save Yosef because Yosef made Reuven look better. After Reuven had moved Yaakov's bed out of the tent of Bila, Reuven was afraid that he'd be expelled from the family. But then when Yosef had a dream that there were 11 stars bowing down to him, that implied that Reuven was still part of the Mishpacha. He'd still be counted among the Shvatim. So people might think that Reuven wanted to save Yosef because the fulfillment of Yosef's dream made Reuven look better. That's why Reuven saved Yosef in a more indirect fashion, so it wouldn't be so obvious that he wanted to save Yosef. Says the Medrash, if only Reuven knew that the Torah itself would testify about him, that his sole intention was simply to save Yosef and not to make himself look better, then he would have carried Yosef on his shoulders back to Yaakov Avinu. This is one possible interpretation of the Medrash. But there's a deeper message that's hidden in the words of the Medrash. Chazal are telling us that often we don't appreciate the significance of our own actions. If we'd only realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches our every move, how much He values every mitzvah we do, we'd be so much more careful with each mitzvah. We'd make brachos more slowly, with extra kavanah. We jump at the opportunity to give tzedakah. We make every effort to act with integrity, to treat others properly. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, Tzorach kol adam she'ira atzmo kol hashana kula ki lo chetzio zaka v'chetzio chayiv. A person should always look at himself as if he's half innocent and half guilty. V'chein kol olam kula ki lo chetzio zaka v'chetzio chayiv. And that's the perspective a person should have looking at the world as well. If he does even one more aveira, so then that tips the scales for himself and for the whole world. And one extra mitzvah can tip the balance towards schus, and he can save himself and the whole world. What does the Rambam mean that a person should always look at himself and the whole world as being 50-50? Chatzi zaka v'chatzi chayv. I think the Rambam is making two very important points. First of all, a person should realize that his actions make a difference in his own life. We don't fully appreciate the value of every mitzvah we do or the damage that a single aveira can cause. But there's a second point as well. And that is that often we don't appreciate that our actions affect not only ourselves, they affect other people too. And sometimes we can make a major impact in someone else's life. We can be machriya someone else lekav schus with what seems to be a very simple action. Someone once confided to my wife that she decided to become a balas tshuva after spending a Shabbos meal with one of the families in my community. Just watching how they interacted with each other, how much the family appreciated Shabbos, how beautifully they treated her. The whole experience made this lady want to bring Shabbos into her own life. I doubt the family that hosted her even realized the kind of lasting impact that that one Shabbos meal made on this woman. But that's what happened. Sometimes the effect we have on others can be even more dramatic. Once I heard a story about a day school in Dallas that was started with a donation from a completely secular Jew. How did that happen? Turns out this Jew found himself in Eretz Yisrael one time, and he visited the Kotel. He didn't daven at the Kotel because he didn't know how to daven. But he observed, he watched other people davening. And he noticed a Hasidish-looking Jew davening at the Kotel with intense concentration. When he came home, he called the Orthodox rabbi in Dallas, and he asked to set up a meeting with him. The rabbi couldn't figure out what he wanted, but he agreed to meet with the man. The man told the rabbi the story of what happened at the Kotel. And then he turned to him and he said, I'd like to give money to people who are like that man, and that's why I'm coming to you. Okay, said the rabbi, how much would you like to give? $5 million, said the man. The rabbi tried hard not to collapse. You decide what to do with the money, said the man. And that's apparently how the day school in Dallas and several other Torah projects there were started. Someone once commented, imagine when the Hasidish-looking Jew got up to Shemayim after 120 and they gave him a big Yasher Koyach for teaching Torah in Dallas. He probably asked them, Dallas? Where's Dallas? But that's the kind of amazing, positive impact that we can have on other people. Ilu Yoda Ruven. If only we'd appreciate how much we can accomplish with all of our actions, both for ourselves and for the world in general, we'd be so much more careful with everything we do. Shabbos.